Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio from Digital Ignition here in Alpharetta, Georgia. Mike Salmon alongside the one and only John Ray. Hello, John.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are the holidays going for you? We're in the midst of, you know, taking down all the fall stuff and the Thanksgiving stuff, and we got the Christmas tree already up, and now getting all the Christmas tree stuff up.
I know. We had 4 days of fall, and then here it is winter, right?
Yes. We just skipped fall, went right into the cold weather. So it's starting to feel a whole lot like Christmas.
It's starting to feel like Christmas, and when it gets cold, you think of all the things that might go wrong, right? So we're talking about risk today. That wasn't much.
That was
a terrible segue,
wasn't
it?
Where were you going with that? Okay. I'd like to think more positive, but okay. Little Debbie Downer over here. No, risk, of course, is going to be the topic today. We're joined by Bill Madison. He's the CEO of insurance with LexisNexis Risk Solutions. Bill, it's quite the introduction, I guess, coming from John there.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
But welcome to our studio. Welcome to Business Radio X.
Well, thanks for having me.
I'm going to give you a real tough question to start off the interview as we talk about risk management and insurance and what your company does. What does your company do? What is LexisNexis Risk Solutions? Just say that three times fast.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult, isn't it?
Yeah. What does LexisNexis do?
Yeah, so it's an organization that provides a lot of data and analytics services across many corporations within the U.S. market. Specifically for me and my organization is we're providing data and analytics solutions to the insurance industry to help them better assess risk and consumers, right? And the risk that you bring from an auto policy, home policy, life insurance, and small commercial as well.
How do you gather all this information that you're providing to these companies?
Yeah, a lot of it comes from contributed assets. So an insurance company could contribute, and they do contribute your claim history to us. So we create a central repository for the marketplace. So when you as a consumer shop insurance, they have a complete understanding of your prior claim experience within the market. Division of motor vehicle records, right? So your driving experience. We actually create gateways in the market to these DMVs that pull the information, your driving experience back. The credit. Credit is a big data asset that's being used by the insurance industry today to help better assess you as a risk.
That might surprise some people. I know I'm going down a hole right here, but your credit history actually has anything to do with risk.
Yeah, very predictive. Very
really?
Predictive in terms of how you as a consumer, you're running your life, right? There are a lot of factors associated with it, but we actually align data assets to the analytics side of assessing data and assets in the marketplace to predict the likelihood of you having a claim in the future. So that's what we do.
Now, Bill, insurance companies are your clients, but I think maybe individuals listen to that and they think, oh, it's Big Brother, right? Finding out all these things about me, and they see that as negative. Actually, there's some positive in that in terms of what you do for consumers. Talk about that.
Yeah, John, thank you so much for bringing that up because we pride ourselves in transparency. Okay, so a lot of what you said, and we've actually identified this in the marketplace, that 70% of consumers in the U.S. market are actually paying lower auto insurance premiums as a result of the solutions that we bring to our customers.
Why don't you say that one more time? I'd make sure everybody heard that.
Yeah,
because that's interesting.
It's impactful, right? It's the use of data and analytics really helps the insurance carrier understand you as a risk, you know, as stated a second ago. In years past, that insurance company may have had like five pricing tiers within a particular market. Today, that same insurance carrier has 105 pricing tiers. And the way they were able to do that to bring more segmentation into the market was the implementation of a lot of the data solutions that we bring to the market itself. The other thing to understand is that we're a huge believer in transparency. So a lot of what we do falls under the guidelines of the Fair Credit Reporting Act and the same rules and regulations affiliated with the credit bureaus. So what we do is we make all of our data assets transparent to you as a consumer. So we provide a facility if you want to get a copy of your reports, of your report that was used to price you as a risk, then we provide that ability for the consumer to come in, get a copy of their report, and actually challenge it. If it's incorrect, we go back to the source, we correct it, and then actually provide that back to the insurance carrier.
And you've got every incentive to do that because you're obviously in the business of providing accurate, correct information.
You're exactly right.
Right.
You're exactly right.
Yeah. So, and I think in this environment where insurance rates are going up for a lot of reasons, whether it's texting and driving or whatever the insurance companies tell us those reasons are, it's really important to have, for them to have accurate data so they're not imposing any more of an interest or a insurance premium hike than they need to.
Yeah, that's a good call out. But, you know, one thing to recognize is the economic environment and the impact that has on all of us, right?
Sure.
So if you look at, for example, gas prices, and I go across the globe, we may think they're high here, but they're relatively inexpensive, right? The lower the gas prices, the more time consumers are going to be on the road. They can afford it, right? Look at the economic conditions, right? The unemployment rates. Lowest has been since the late 60s, right? More people are out and about. More people are driving to work. It all brings more risk to the insurance industry. And so when you start to look at your premiums and your statement coming in, there are a lot of factors that are involved with that. And so that all plays into the equation of accessing this data and assessing you as a risk.
Yeah, see, Mike and I both have teenage sons, so we're real interested in the subject of auto insurance rates,
yeah,
right, Mike?
I've had that conversation with a few people of late, so, you know.
Well, it's really cool talking to you about this because to see the passion that you bring to the industry. Talk about your past, Bill, and how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, it was. It's been quite a journey, right, associated with it. So I'm in my mid-20s. I had the first job at a college I wasn't all that thrilled with, which, you know, what do you want to do in your mid-20s? And everybody's trying to figure it out. But so I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina. I grew up right outside of Richmond, Virginia. Moved to Charlotte and was there and with this job. Got associated with a couple people. And one of my friends actually worked for a company that provided solutions, inspection solutions for the insurance industry. So we had this wild idea that we were going to go and get some information and create this new solution for the insurance industry. We developed this and created this company on a kitchen table one Saturday night in the apartment. The name of the company was Innovative Research. And what we did is we developed a program to help an insurance carrier identify hidden drivers in the household. So when mom and dad conveniently forget to put the 17-year-old or 18-year-old on the policy, well, we figured out a way to do it and identify those consumers that had a driver's license but were not listed on the policy. So we launched this company. We actually got bought out by Equifax in the late 80s. So the journey, my journey with Equifax started up in New Jersey. Came down in 96, the year of the Olympics. That was kind of an interesting year to move to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. In 97, our division was spun off as a separate company, ChoicePoint. You may have heard of ChoicePoint. It was really the foundation of really a whole new look the insurance industry had on the use of data and analytics in the marketplace. In 2008, ChoicePoint was acquired by LexisNexis out of the UK. So, yeah, it was quite a journey associated with that. It was a big acquisition for LexisNexis. It was a, over a $4 billion acquisition of ChoicePoint. I'm here to say that I think one of the main reasons why Lexis was interested in ChoicePoint was because of the insurance division and a lot of the things that we were doing at that time. And it really has given us the opportunity to grow, bring more solutions into the marketplace, but also take this across the globe. Now we're in many markets across the globe as well.
Going to throw a question out there that you may, I'm thinking you may know the answer to, but LexisNexis, any idea about the origins of that name?
Yeah, it was a combination of assets and acquisitions that the organization did, I think, through the 70s and 80s. I probably should know that answer better than the way I'm answering it. But the brand itself, if you go through the airport and you're talking to a TSA agent and they're going, so why are you here? What are you doing, right, on a business trip? And they, you know, you answer, I work with LexisNexis. Oh, yeah, I used you in college, right? They may have had some law class. That's how the brand is really known in the law community and providing software and data solutions within that market.
Yeah, LexisNexis is really, truly a 21st century company in terms of it's a data company.
Yes,
right?
It is. It really is.
Yeah. So I'm just curious, in that journey, if we can talk a little bit about that for just a second, talk about some of the things that you learned during that time and, I mean, how you bring that learning to dealing with all of the folks that you deal with today and the employees that you have.
Yeah, well, yeah, a couple of things, right? First of all, the balance between having a sense of urgency and patience. That, you know, and this is a delicate balance between the two. But, you know, it's funny as you look back over your career, I was grew up kind of with a sales slant, right? I was a salesperson, you know, working with the insurance industry, coming up with solutions, listening to the needs, and helping the organization craft new solutions out in the marketplace. So, you know, my younger days, it was all about the revenue. Revenue, right? And then I matured a little bit and kind of changed my mantra internally and really started to talk about, well, it's about the revenue and the people, yeah. Right?
Right.
Now I'm sitting there as the leader over this insurance organization and realizing it's all about the people. It is all about the people. And it's all about making sure that they're engaged with the business, that I bring a level of transparency to the organization that's needed, right? And to the kind of the foundation of the business, we kind of outgrown, is not kind of outgrown, we have outgrown, having a mission statement or a vision statement, right? We don't believe in it. Mm. We have a purpose, right? It's a big difference between the two. And we wanted something that the entire organization could rally around. Right, and really keep in the forefront of everything that we do. Our purpose statement is we're innovators, we're passionate about challenging the status quo and improving outcomes.
I love it.
That's what we're all about.
And that's very attractive to the younger workers these days because they want to have a feeling of that they're making a difference.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing, right? You look at this in the grand scheme of things, a small organization in Alpharetta, Georgia, right, having a pretty significant impact on a multi-billion dollar industry across the globe, that's exciting. And it's exciting for me. I've been at this thing for 30 years now. I'm more excited about the business today than I've ever been, right? And it's because of our purpose, and it's because of what we do and the impact that we're having. I think we're having, right? Our customers say that we're having an impact on helping them drive their agendas within their markets as well.
And, John, I want to emphasize for our listeners what Bill said about the people. It's all about the people because yeah. I think if you have the right people and they're engaged, as he said, the revenue will follow.
And, you know, I think that's a lot of startups out there think of all about the revenue, right? And they think that's the secret to success, but that's not what we just heard from Bill.
Yeah, it's making sure everybody is swimming in that same swim lane, right, that are connected to the overall purpose, again, to use that word, of the business and the direction that we're heading in.
Bill mentioned that you're more excited now than maybe you've been in a very long time about what's going on. Talk about the insurance industry right now as far as the trends. What gets you excited about what's going on within your industry?
Well, you know, you talked about sense of urgency and patience, right? You got to realize you have to be extremely patient when you work with the insurance industry. They will tell you the same thing, right, from that standpoint. Wrapped in legacy processes, legacy thinking. And we're at a point right now that they understand, the markets understand they've got to change. And the way to change is the better use of data and analytics, right, into the workflows, driving process improvement more effectively. If you look 10 years ago, you probably don't remember it the way that I do, but the industry was really starting to get on TV in a big way, right? It's really starting to step up their advertising campaigns. In every show that you watch, there was at least one insurance commercial associated with it, right? And all the little, you know, the catchy phrases that have been developing since then. Our position in the market at the time was, okay, you're spending all of this money to get you as a consumer to their brand, whether it's to an agent, to a call center, or to a website. But you're giving that consumer the experience of yesterday. How can you make it easier for that consumer to do business with you? And so at the time, there was about 5 to 6% of the market that was using a service called Prefill. So name, address, date of birth. We can develop all the drivers, all the vehicles, all the existing coverage in your household, paint the screen with all that intelligence associated with it. So you're in a point of confirming data opposed to entering it in. That whole consumer journey starts at the point of contact, right? Think about the impact of that. To a point today that 89% of all personal auto transactions in the U.S. market is using some type of pre-fill solution. Massive transformation associated with that. So we see that wider adoption of the better use of data and analytics, right, to have that consumer go through a more effective journey, even to the point of claim, right? When you file a claim, I promise you 5 years from now, the way a claim is managed is going to be massively different than it is today. And it's through those two aspects of our business model, right? Can they actually settle the claim faster, more efficiently, more consistently associated with that, and get you satisfied as a consumer in a faster fashion? So we're going to see a lot of development associated with that as well.
And that's really where a lot of consumers really evaluate their insurance companies,
you're exactly right?
Is when a claim occurs.
Because yes.
That's when the rubber hits the road, as
now
the old saying goes.
You're exactly right. And that whole experience, and then it's an incredible opportunity for that insurance carrier to make sure that they're treating you effectively, to retain you as a customer, but also use that as a cross-sell opportunity as well. Are there other insurance needs within your household that you have maybe you haven't been interested in pursuing with that insurance carrier at that moment? Now you're in a, you know, a real world type of experience, and you've had that experience with that carrier that says, okay, I should look at this differently.
So it's not really just a matter of the information itself; it's the speed and the quality of that information, such that you can give in a highly competitive industry. Insurance carriers some sort of competitive advantage on the customer experience side.
Yeah, and it's a great call, John. And it really goes down to the execution of data. All right, big difference there associated with
sure.
it. I got called out by a chief marketing officer at a large insurance carrier about 5 years ago. So I hadn't met the guy, so I'm going into this meeting with him. And we had some programs that we're trying to get started. And so you have the pleasantries, right, that can usually last about 10 or 15 minutes until you really get into the meat of the conversation. 5 minutes in, he looks at me and goes, I hate you guys. Right? So I'm saying, this is 5 minutes into the conversation. I never met him before. And I said, okay, is it me? Is it something I said, or is it something that we've done? I'm trying to get a better understanding where he was going with this. He said, what you do is you make insurance a commodity. And then I said, no, no, no. We give you the tools that's going to separate your brand so it's not a commodity. And so we got into this 40-minute kind of conversation, going back and forth with it. I think I convinced him at the end. But you're right, right? It's how you execute on that and how you use the data assets to really separate your brand and really how you could position your services out in the marketplace itself.
Now, you mentioned that insurance companies have, you know, legacy systems that, depending on the company, can be clunky, shall we say. I mean, how do you interface such that you can provide the quality, the speed of your service with that kind of environment?
Yeah, so typically what you run into is an insurance carrier could have a legacy core system, but they have surrounding applications that feed into the core system that makes what we do executable. Okay, it's probably the easiest way to describe it. But what you do see, and we're seeing this more and more, a lot of these organizations are starting to wake up to say, look, if we're going to be around here tomorrow, we've got to modernize our infrastructure, and we're probably – there's more activity happening in that field of modernizing, if I can say that word five times fast, right, of really stepping up and setting the foundation up for their businesses going into the future.
Our guest is Bill Madison. He's the CEO of insurance with LexisNexis Risk Solutions. You're listening to North Fulton Business Radio. You talk about separating yourself from others. LexisNexis is not alone in the industry of what you do. What makes LexisNexis different from your competitors? What makes you better?
Yeah, so I'll make it one statement. Okay, our competitors, for the most part, deliver content. We deliver decisions.
Bill just, I like that.
Bill just dropped the mic.
I know, he walked out.
Well, not that I was trying
but
I
was speechless.
I was trying to get your attention associated with it, but that's what we're focused on, right? So it's not providing a lot of clutter.
Yeah,
it's probably the best way to put it, back to our customers. But a solution, whether it's a score, whether it's data attributes, whether it's content, provide it back to them in a way that they can ingest it when they need it,
right,
how they need it.
Right.
So you've got to create an infrastructure that's highly configurable to meet the demanding needs of the market, right? That does not happen overnight. This has been, you know, a few years, right? Literally a couple decades, right? Of building out this infrastructure and constantly looking for improvement, self-improvement, right? Challenging our status quo. So going back to our purpose, you know, passionate about challenging our status quo, a lot of what we do is just that. We're challenging ourselves constantly. But the other side of this is we're also challenging our customers, right? Challenging them to think differently, with the realization that the world is going to look massively different tomorrow than it does today, and getting prepared for it.
Well, let's pick up on that. So you're helping your customers look into the future. I mean, what do you see in the future for the insurance industry?
Yeah, I see a world that's massively connected, right? So you've got, for example, your vehicle. Right, your vehicle is becoming a device of constant education or development of data sources about you, about the performance of the vehicle, about the safety features associated with that. It's becoming a device in the world of the Internet of Things. Okay, and so you start to look at not only you, but the vehicle and the combination of your driving behavior as well as the safety features on that vehicle. Now is it a new data asset that the insurance industry can use to provide you with a new product, a new solution that's more tied to you as a consumer based on your driving merits in the vehicle itself. Incredibly exciting. You look at the device, the thermostat in your home, right? The usage of the home, bringing all this intelligence into a consistent look and feel, that's what we do. right? No matter what asset's sitting out there or what device is sitting out there, what we're trying to do is get that into our infrastructure that can be utilized by our customers in a way to better price you as a risk.
Bill, as we get close to wrapping up the interview, who is it you want to have conversations with? Who do you want to hear from?
In terms of my business practice or?
In terms of LexisNexis.
Yeah, I think anybody that's looking at or has some type of relationship with an insurance carrier, obviously we want to have a more in-depth conversation about where we are, how we're thinking, what tomorrow is going to look like. We spend a lot of time and energy associated with that. But what I'm a huge believer in, and I said this earlier, is transparency, right? Consumers who are concerned about their data assets and how their data assets are being utilized, anything that we can do as an organization to help that consumer truly understand and be an educator, not only for consumers but for regulators as well, right? We spend a lot of time educating why this is a good thing associated with that. So I think anybody that is curious, mm-hmm. right, about what is out there and wants to learn more about this, yeah, I'd love to hear from them.
I love how you brought it full circle. You started with transparency. You brought it back to transparency. For those that would like to find out more, where can they get more information?
Yeah, so we have a pretty incredible website. It's risk.lexisnexis.com. So this is a platform that we rebuilt and brought forward a little over a year ago. So, yeah, I encourage our listeners to actually go to that website.
Well, great stuff. It was wonderful to hear your journey. And it was really cool to, I mean, you actually got me excited about analytics and in the insurance industry. That's like, I think they're actually coming of age. And,
yes.
You know, there's some hope there. So that's really cool. So I love your passion as well. So thank you for coming on and joining us here in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Great Bill Madison, LexisNexis Risk Solutions here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Mike, we're sitting right here in the Digital Ignition, our studio inside Digital Ignition, and we know it's the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000-square-foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a fantastic break room with outdoor patio, and all the fresh ground coffee that Mike and I can drink. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, come visit digitalignition.com. Lots of great things going on here.
And the great thing is when it's really cold outside, it's nice and toasty here on the inside.
It's nice and toasty in here.
Yep. Yep. Well, again, a thank you to Bill Madison, our guest here on the program. I want to remind our listeners, you can listen to this show anytime you want. 24/7, go to businessradiox.com, select the North Fulton studio, and then click on North Fulton Business Radio. Not only is this show there, but all our previous 3 years worth of episodes.
That's right.
Hundreds of interviews with great leaders like Bill
yep.
are right there archived on businessradiox.com. So a thank you to our listeners. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Mike.
See you next time. A thank you to our producer, Trey. I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.